KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 39 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for a slight chance of rain this morning or sprinkles, otherwise cloudy skies, a high around 44. It'll be windy as well, and a wind advisory is in effect from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. for the far west and southwest counties in our listening area, and for the rest of us from noon until midnight. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where you'll find personalized service from people you can count on. 8 KJAN listening area communities have cleared a hurdle in their quest to become one of 8 to 10 Blue Zone project communities in Iowa. Blue Zone's sponsor, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Thursday released the list of 58 communities that were invited to submit a full application to become a Blue Zone's demonstration site. The 58, which included Atlantic, Audubon, Carroll, Denison, Glenwood, Harlan, Manning, and Red Oak, were selected from among 84 towns that had completed the first step in the process by submitting a statement of interest. A final list of 10 communities will be selected to host site visits from February 27th of this coming year through March of 16th. The selection process will culminate with the selection of the first round of demonstration sites in May of 2012. The winning community will gain the opportunity for better health, greater longevity, and receive $1 million to improve its recreational infrastructure and promote wellness. The next step in the process, though, is for the cities which made the November 23rd cut to submit the full application by no later than January 4th. You can find out more information on the Blue Zone Project by surfing to www.bluezonesproject.com. News time is 7:09.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
Closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy, too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I get a new phone every 2 years.
Sorry. What is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster. And be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
A Cass County man is scheduled to appear in court next month on charges related to the theft of money from his grandmother. 26-year-old David Allen Kanan of Lewis faces four felony counts of forgery for allegedly writing checks from his grandmother's checking account. He's scheduled to appear in Shelby County District Court December 20th. Kanan entered a written plea of not guilty to the charges on November 14th. His pretrial hearing takes place on Monday. If convicted of the Class D felony charges, Kanan faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in jail with additional fines totaling $20,000. According to complaints filed through the court system on October the 4th, Kanan allegedly signed his grandmother's name on four checks from August the 30th through September the 5th of this year. The checks were written to a bar and two separate gas stations, all of which are in Harlan. In a year of tornadoes, flooding, and farmland fires, some Northwest Iowa residents might find the holiday season of giving a little hard to celebrate with donations to charities. The Salvation Army says it recognizes the obstacles facing some area residents and has slightly lowered its hopes for donations. Captain Von Van Diver said that the Salvation Army has dropped its area goals by $1,500 to $178,500 this year. Despite the tough times for some, the giving spirit endures. Van Diver said that two $100 bills were found folded inside one of the local red kettles earlier this week. One person was injured in a house fire in Sioux City. Firefighters were called to the home Friday morning. Officials say three people were in the home. One resident suffered smoke inhalation but didn't require transport to the hospital. The home's owner died. Heat and smoke damage were reported throughout the residence. A Missouri man was injured while pheasant hunting in northwest Iowa. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said that Steve Nelson of Independence, Missouri, was shot in the upper thigh, hand, and arm by a 12-gauge shotgun being carried by a juvenile walking behind him Friday morning near Spencer. The DNR spokesman Kevin Baskins said the shotgun accidentally discharged as it was being carried. Republican Congressman Steve King says he does not anticipate voluntarily going back into the business world. King, who is 62 years old, owned and operated a Western Iowa earth-moving company when he was elected to the state Senate in 1996. He's been a member of the U.S. House of Representatives since 2003.
You know, I don't anticipate going back to the private sector. I'm all in on public service. I love this work. And I've told people a number of times that this is 9 years in Congress. It's gone by as if it were a single year.
And King plans to seek re-election to Congress in 2012. He'll likely face Democrat Kristi Vilsack, Iowa's former First Lady, whose husband is a cabinet secretary in the Obama administration. King predicts the contest will be among the top five most closely watched congressional races in the country.
Well, I take the re-election effort for the new 4th District very seriously, enough to put out some effort to raise some money the last quarter.
King raised over $600,000 in the first three quarters of the year. Kristi Vilsack raised over $750,000 during that period. But there's a major political event before the November 2012 election, and that, of course, is the Iowa caucuses. King sponsored a forum last February in Des Moines that featured a handful of politicians who said at the time that they were mulling a race for the White House. King says there are a couple of things that are holding him back from endorsing one of the 2012 candidates.
I don't yet see a presidential candidate that's laid out a financial plan for America that fixes this financial problem that we are in. I am calling upon them to do that, put that plan out. Second thing is, I haven't heard yet from any of them the Shining City on the Hill speech that lets me understand that they have the vision for the destiny of America. Those two things are a couple of things that could help settle me on a candidate if I heard them.
King has long been an ardent critic of the concept of amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he says the views Newt Gingrich holds on that issue make it hard to think of endorsing Gingrich. King made his comments during a taping of the Iowa Public Television program, Iowa Press. News time is 7:14.
This is Mal Sharp of U.S. Cellular asking, wouldn't the holidays be more fun with a really exciting smartphone?
Yeah, it would be nice.
Well, right now at U.S. Cellular, you can get the exciting Motorola Electrify for just
$99.99.
And you also get reward points you can use to get your next phone free. And the cherry on the top, you can get up to $150 by trading in your used phone at U.S. Cellular.
Now that is a big cherry on the top there.
For a limited time at U.S. Cellular, all smartphones, including the Android-powered Motorola Electrify, are $99.99 or less. Switch today and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone price after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card. Applicable smartphone data plan required. New two-year agreement and $30 activation fee may apply. Other charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky at Rux Pharmacy. Make your holidays really fun with a great smartphone at an amazing price. And this Friday, Saturday, and Monday, we have the greatest deal. So make sure you get to Rux Pharmacy before time runs out. Rux Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, LaVita Pine, age 84, of Anita, died Wednesday. Funeral services for LaVita Pine will be held today at 11:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Paul Hokenstadt, age 72, of Griswold, died November 15th. Memorial services for Paul Hokenstadt will be held at noon today at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Carla Gustafson, age 70, of Kirkman, died November 19th. Funeral services for Carla Gustafson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Thomas Hughes, age 77, of Adair, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Thomas Hughes will be held Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, northwest of Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Betty Lorraine Johnston, age 91, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Betty Johnston will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Flay Walters, age 96, of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Flay Walters will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gail Dulch, age 90, a longtime Cass and Montgomery County farmer, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Gail Dulch will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Harley Dean Hollingsworth, the infant son of David and Courtney Hollingsworth of Brayton, was born and died on Monday at the Methodist Women's Hospital in Omaha. Private family funeral services are planned for Harley Hollingsworth. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is assisting with the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy for all of your photography, electronics, cellular, and pharmacy needs. If you've got questions, they've got answers. I'm Rick Henson reporting.